This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liger True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about chronic pain. We're going to be talking about inflammation in your immune system. You know, many of us are dealing with chronic pain. We're dealing with inflammation. But we might not actually realize that this could be directly related to our dietary choices. And so on today's show, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about changes you can make. We're going to be talking about real-life statistics and ways of taking your life back into your own hands. Because I've realized that when we have the power to make positive choice, when we have the knowledge to choose things that are good for us, that are better for us than what we know. Because many times, what? We end up going through that slippery slope of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. We're not getting it. Maybe we're listening to somebody else tell us what we should do, and it's not really working for our body. But, you know, it's really neat when you get to hear someone that's done it, that's walked through that process, that knows the in and outs, that has literally lost the weight, that has gotten healthy, is able to do all the stuff they want to do now. That's what I want to hear. That's the person I want to hear from, because I know that at that point I'm dealing with the expert in the field to help me make those choices that we need to make. Joining me live today, the author of Live Well with Chronic Pain, A Guide to Taking the First Step, Dr. Lisa Leal, Dr. Lisa with one Z. She's going to be joining us. You know, Dr. Lisa, it's so great to have you back here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. So excited to be here again. Thank you again, Ashley.
I love your wealth of knowledge. You've been there. You've done it. You've walked the walk. You talk the talk. You know what's going on. And I think that when it comes to chronic pain, inflammation, and the immune system, you're the expert here. Does dietary choices, can those make changes? Let's talk about that on today's show.
Ashley, that's a great question, because dietary choices can make a difference. And as I share with everyone, if you want to take control of your chronic pain, your inflammation, boost your immune system, you have to monitor what you put in your mouth. And the first step is to choose wisely.
Yeah, you definitely want to choose wisely on what you eat. So how do we begin to choose what wisely? How do we know what are the wise choices versus the things that we might be addicted to or the things that we're just accustomed to eating?
Well, we all have things that we would like to eat, but just because they taste good doesn't mean we need to swallow them. So everybody, I used to talk about if you really like that taste, have 3 bites of it, put it to the side. Now, as we've gotten more and more information from an anti-inflammatory position, we now know foods that can increase your inflammation, and inflammation causes pain. So if we can decrease that naturally, that's going to help you feel better, decrease your pain, and sleep better. You know, Ashley, a lot of people may not realize this, but the cost of just the opioid epidemic alone is over $696 billion. Now, what if we could decrease medications by just changing some of our food habits?
That would be a great idea. And I know a lot of folks, you're right, it's that pain quotient. You know, you start feeling pain, you don't feel like there's much you can do about it, you try different things, and then you're right, the acceleration of the opioid addiction, as well as all the money that's being spent. So we can basically offset by making different choices, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in today's society, physicians, especially those of us who specialize in chronic pain and acute pain, and, you know, physicians themselves, you know, there's a lot of guidelines that we have to follow, and patients can get really disappointed, like, gosh, you know, doctor, you're cutting my medications off. No, we're not cutting your medications off. We're trying to help you to live a better, healthier lifestyle. You know, there are drug screens where there's help with understanding the difference between addiction and physiological dependence. You know, there's some patients that want to get off medications. However, their body is truly dependent on those medications. So we have to slowly do things to help them to get better. We don't want anybody to feel bad that they're in pain. We want to help people. And by doing that, we want to make some small changes for some big rewards. And that starts with a dietary choice. That's one thing that I share with every patient you can do for yourself.
So basically, if somebody is taking pain pills right now, you know, definitely not stopping them immediately, but tapering them off. But also, as you're tapering those pills off, actually creating a nutrition plan as well.
Creating a nutrition plan, maybe discussing a medically assisted treatment program. You know, there are over 40% of patients that are taking prescription medications overdose, you know, each year. And those are just statistics from 2016. You know, we just want to look at people and understand there's things that we can do ourselves. You know, it's no different than the flu. When it comes to somebody that's coughing, you want to stay kind of a little bit away from them. You know, it's kind of like the 3-foot rule. When patients are having problems with medications, we can't say, hey, we're going to put a 3-foot rule there. We've got to jump in as physicians, partner with them, and give them kind of a menu of services of what we need to do together to get better, to feel better, and be more active. And those are small steps. The first one is starting with a dietary plan.
Well, you know better than many people out there. I mean, your expertise, your personal struggle, and then, you know, being able to be successful over that and overcome that struggle. You've lost, how much weight did you lose again when you were in the wheelchair and then you came out of that?
I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I've lost, started at 204 pounds, and right now I'm rocking between 133 and 135 and have set new goals.
And you're out at the lake all the time and doing
water
all kinds
skiing.
Of
yes,
stuff.
Yes, I love to water ski. I like to snow ski. When doctors said that I'd never walk again, I basically, you know, and again, everyone out there, if you're not agreeing with your doctor, it's okay to fire them and find someone new. I had to do that myself. You know, we can make the easiest of choices with patients an anti-inflammatory diet, which are very modifiable risks that you do, which is don't take tobacco, don't chew tobacco, don't smoke tobacco, no alcohol. Those are just the first easiest steps of an anti-inflammatory diet. You know, by having poor eating habits, a lot of people are too tired to even be physically active. I remember when I started working out, I was doing 2 to 3 minutes on a bicycle, and I was excited that I could do that because I was moving. And that's kind of one of our mantras is that, you know, we just got to hashtag keep moving.
I like that hashtag. That's a good one. And I think that's a big hurdle for folks, too, is, like, you get to the point where you're trying hard, but there's those things that you just got to cut out. And I know it can be really difficult, but we have to, like you say, basically taper off. And for anybody out there that's thinking about, okay, well, I drink or whatever, if you can taper off a little bit, I think you can begin to see a lot of results. Not only weight loss, alcohol is a weight gainer, but you'll see weight loss, but you'll feel better.
Absolutely. And there's other addictions, which are food addictions, and that's carbs and sweets, which are part of an anti-inflammatory diet. You want to stay away from these. And sometimes that's hard to do. And, you know, Ashley, I found something part of our international practice is that we vet a lot of products, and MCM Nutrition, which is a ketogenic powder that we use in order to take exogenous ketones. I add it to my iced tea, and when I go home, I have more energy, and I'm not craving those carbs like I used to. And there's a reason why I got to 204 pounds, you know?
Well, carbs, it really is easy to pack it on. And I know folks out there, too, and myself, I had to literally overcome the bread addiction. So I know people that are listening, you're like, oh, man, I love bread. You know, bread, I love the taste of bread, but I had to cut that bread out. It was like the gateway drug of carbs to me. And so I had to cut it out. It took a while to do it. But I'm telling you, I feel better. You know, it was interesting when I would eat bread and carbs, my feet would hurt. And different things would happen, and I realized that's really just an early sign or symptom of inflammation, right?
Right, and remember, inflammation is part of arthritis. It's pretty much part of any type of medical condition that you can have, and if you can reduce your propensity in order to develop these things, then you're going to look and feel better, and when you feel better, you're going to have more do the thing you want to do and enjoy your family and do the things together.
So how do people, okay, so first off, you know, we have to probably do an inventory of the things that we are eating that's not what we need to be eating. So how do you like to go through the process of inventorying out, you know, people's eating habits when you're working with your patients?
Great question. I always start with the top three. What are the top three things that you enjoy eating? And then modify those to where it's a better choice. So if a person is saying, gosh, I like cake every day, well, how could we make that cake to where it might be with almond flour or coconut flour so that we can make it a healthier meal? We have a lot of favorite cupcakes that we make here in the office. And a lot of people bring us, you know, all kinds of stuff, and we have our favorite places that are actually keto cupcakes. So, you know, here at the office, we're very much on a macro keto lifestyle, and we try to encourage each other. We always have nuts available, avocados for a quick snack, and I have to say boiled eggs are kind of my go-to for high protein, quick impact.
That's interesting. I eat two boiled eggs every single morning. So for folks listening, can you explain more about what a macro keto lifestyle is?
Yeah, a macro keto lifestyle is basically what we call an anti-inflammatory diet, which is no alcohol, no tobacco, no sugars, no sweets, no carbohydrates. And from those of us who are on an anti-inflammatory diet, we actually add no dairy. And when I say no dairy, it's not all dairy. We do light cheeses. And you have to remember, when you're grabbing cheese, there are no orange cows. So please consider a white cheese. Your goat cheese and feta cheeses are going to be your go-to, and they're going to be less than a gram of carb, which is going to be better for you. You're going to process it better, and you're going to have more energy. Thus, your body is going to be fed by the fuels that you don't need, which are fat fuels, which are less steps. And when your body takes less steps, your body can care for itself and produce the cellular level and chemistry that you need to decrease your inflammation all naturally.
So, like, I like how you say less steps. So everybody listening, you know, the idea of being able to break down these fats and use it for fuel is a lot different than trying to break down a bunch of sugar and carbs, right?
Absolutely. And if you can break it down in three steps by doing a keto macro diet compared to a sugar carb diet, you're going to feel a lot better. And I've been successful with that by using MCM Nutrition and have just really enjoyed losing this last 20 pounds so that I can feel better. I'm ready for a summertime and of working with my grandkids so that we can all water ski together. And we're, you know, I'm learning to surf now. So just this year I was able to surf, letting go of the rope. Granted, guys, I do that behind a boat.
I gotcha. That's amazing. So you're out there skiing, you're out there on the lake. And this, was it something that you knew that you were going to be able to do? I mean, when you were listening to the doctor say, hey, you're in a wheelchair, I don't know how this is going to get any better. Did you have a feeling that you were going to be able to overcome this and you were going to prove it?
I always knew that I would, because God gave it to me in my heart that I would be walking, I would be snow skiing and water skiing. Now, granted, it took 15 years to do it. However, I never gave up. And that's what I encourage people. Not only be motivated, be determined to make it happen. And I encourage people to be on that journey with me, and they can follow me on Instagram or through my Facebook, because I'm here to help inspire, to make some small changes so that you can live your best life and have big rewards.
This is great information on inflammation, on chronic pain, and taking your life back, and also disease prevention as well. So Dr. Lees will be back on here in the next segment. Don't forget to check out Dan Nelson. Dan Nelson is our Live Your True Life historian. He's going to be up here later on in the hour sharing some of his interesting historical real-life stories that can make us laugh and make it very interesting, too, because we get knowledge and information on our country and the things that happened hundreds of years ago that we probably weren't even aware of. That it actually took place. So don't miss that here later on in the third segment. So we'll be back here just in a little bit talking more about your health and disease prevention. Stay here. We got more valuable information for you and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ourfearcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Up and Jeff in the Deep End on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about chronic pain, inflammation, and the immune system. And now with Dr. Lisa Liel, she's here on the air with us. We're going to be talking about really looking at health promotion, but also disease prevention. Let's talk more about that, Dr. Lisa.
Absolutely. And a lot of people forget, you know, we can do the simplest things to promote our health. We can take vitamins. We can exercise. We can do the simplest of things by just going to the grocery store and choosing better nutritional products that are healthy for you. You know, as doctors, we also try to promote people in their health promotion by taking a look at laboratory tests. You can ask your doctor to look at inflammatory markers like CRP, homocysteine, tumor necrosis factor, alpha, and interleukin-6. There's different things that doctors can look for in order to help decrease the inflammation that may be occurring in your body.
That's awesome. So you basically walk a client through all that. So you'll test them for all those different things to really realize maybe what they're deficient in, some issues with that directly relate to health, but also inflammation.
absolutely. These are biomarkers, and biomarkers, we're going to hear a lot more about them over the next 20 years that we're going to be able to find them through, and we can already find them through our saliva, and we're able to find them also through our blood tests, urine tests, all these different things to help people maximize and optimize their health. And, you know, there's also the education of just disease prevention. You know, how do you prevent disease? And we talked a little bit about our anti-inflammatory diet and keto macro diet. But we also want to just think about the simple things of washing our hands, having a positive attitude. And I know you talk a lot with your clients about having a healthy, positive attitude. And our mindset is who we are, what we are, and who we can be.
Well, I think nowadays more than anything, you know, with the new coronavirus, we have folks that, you know, there's a lot of panic, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of anxiety. And you're right, the first key to combating being sick is first washing your hands. I mean, really washing your hands. And how long do you think somebody should wash their hands? I know there's a big question about that because some people wash their hands for 2 seconds, other people 2 minutes. You know, what do you think is the best?
So we always encourage to wash your hands and sing happy birthday to yourself. That's how we teach the kids. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do for maintenance and prevention and being able to help our bodies fight disease and illness. You know, we are a medical dental facility. We do regenerative health, which is a lot of ozone therapy, as well as looking at vitamin supplements, whether it's IV or that you swallow it. There's a lot of different options that we can do to help people and encourage people to keep a healthy lifestyle and healthy body.
And I think, too, you're right. It's about really doing those things on the front line that matter the most, too, because it's great to be healthy and it's great to lose weight. But we also, you know, need to watch out. There are all types of things, the flu, the cold, everything that can really break us down and put us in a position where we can't work out and we can't go to work. And so this is some stuff that we really need to think about. Let me ask you, when it comes to, like, hand sanitizer and stuff like that, do you think that washing your hands is better than the hand sanitizer? Do you think people go a little overboard on the hand sanitizer? What's your opinion on that?
I think it's okay to go overboard a little bit right now because a lot of people just feel more safe by doing it. And a lot of people are even, you know, washing, not only washing their hands, but they're making their own hand sanitizer, which they can do that with 60% alcohol base along with some aloe in addition to some essential oils. They can add some fulmic and humic into it. Those are all natural anti-inflammatory as well as antibacterial, antiviral components. So there's a lot of things that we can do for ourselves.
We have a lot of power, and that's why I love Dr. Lisa on the show, because she helps us realize that knowledge is power as well. And so we can actually take our life in our own hands and create some really good quality habits that can keep us healthy and well. So stay tuned. We'll be talking more about that when we return. Also, don't forget, Dan Nelson will be joining us here live in studio here later on in the third segment. He is the Live Your True Life historian, so you don't want to miss that. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A barrage of rockets hit a base housing U.S. and other coalition troops north of Baghdad, according to Iraqi security officials, just days after a similar attack killed 3 servicemen, including 2 Americans. The U.S.-led coalition said at least 25 rockets struck Camp Taji. Some struck the area where the coalition forces are based. Others fell on air defense units. 3 coalition members and 2 Iraqi soldiers were wounded, according to the spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition, Miles Kagans. Iraqi forces later discovered 7 platforms from which the rockets were in the Abu Azam area north of Baghdad, with another 24 missiles discovered in place and ready to launch. The attack was unusual because it occurred during the day. Previous assaults on military bases housing U.S. troops typically occurred at night. Keep it here for updates on the coronavirus pandemic. And we appreciate that you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about chronic pain and inflammation, and we've been joined here by Dr. Lisa Liel and Dr. Lisa with 1Z. You know, we were talking about inflammation, so I know that a lot of the folks on Live Your True Life Perspectives listening to the show would like to know more about inflammation, but also, you know, how it works.
Inflammation and how it works. Well, here's the deal with inflammation. Inflammation causes an increase in your white blood cells and your immune cells and something called cytokines. Every one of these factors increases inflammation, and when inflammation occurs, it starts to release other chemicals. So it becomes a chaos. So think about a fireplace, and all of a sudden the fire gets out of control and it drips onto your carpet out of the fireplace. That's not a good thing. When this inflammation occurs, that spark causes illness, inflammation, and if you're predisposed to diabetes, heart disease, fatty liver, let's not forget about stress that we have internally and externally, all of that causes chaos, and it causes your changes in your DNA to actually show a condition that we don't want to have. And, you know, in my family, we have diabetes, we have high blood pressure, we have other neurological issues, rheumatoid arthritis, like what I have now. And we want to be able to get in control of it, and we do that through nutrition. So those first steps, I just want to repeat those. If anyone missed the first part of the hour, is that we have to take actions. And by taking actions, let's just make a grocery list. One of the things that I encourage everybody to do is become a member. You know, just if you will just send me your email over at mcmnutrition.com or go to Instagram and hashtag MCM Tribe or MCM Nutrition, I am glad to send information, and I'm always answering questions, and I enjoy doing that because my job is to inspire everyone. Because if I can do this, I know you can do this. Exogenous ketones, those are one of the big factors that helps me to really drop the weight. All I do is add a scoop, two scoops in my iced tea or water. It gives me clarity. It decreases hot flashes for those of us women who are over 50, and it helps us have the energy to burn. And I encourage everybody, harness your energy, because by harnessing your energy, we're going to have more mental clarity. Isn't that awesome, Ashley?
That is awesome, Dr. Lisa. So, you know, because I know a lot of us are dealing with that brain fog, and a lot of times I think that the brain fog is because we're stretched. We have lots of responsibility, but I think also it's that we're not maybe eating the right foods, we're eating processed foods, or we're eating like a bunch of carbs. It's causing us to slow down and get sluggish.
And we don't want sluggish. We need more energy because a lot of us have a whole nother job being a spouse at home, or we're doing homework with kids in the afternoon. So we need that energy. And I get excited when I'm having to do, you know, fourth grade math with my grandchildren. It's just a lot of fun. And I want to know what I'm doing. It's been a while since I've done a little algebra. So having mental clarity is really important. And we want to have fun when we're able to be at home, on the job, in our careers, and in interacting with others. It's just about enjoying where we are and being present with the others that you are with.
So besides the brain fog, what are some of the other symptoms that really are a good sign that show that, you know, we need to make some changes? What are some other, you know, physical or mental symptoms that we might have that state, you know, hey, we could really, be successful if we were to implement, you know, a keto-type diet within our life?
So one is pain. One might be getting on the scale and saying, I could lose 5 pounds, or maybe I need to lose 50 or 100 pounds. It is, you might have a little bit of pain. Maybe it's your elbow. Maybe it's your gut is bothering you with irritable bowel syndrome. It is small things that are bothering you, or maybe a huge health issue that you have, hypertension or high cholesterol. All of these things can be helped by having better nutrition.
So those are things that we all need to take inventory of, you know. I mean, I'm thinking about myself. One of mine is just kind of, you know, I'm pretty much on most of the time, but I get really sleepy in the middle of the day. Have you dealt with that with clients where it's like everything's good until kind of midday, and then you just feel really just beat?
Oh, that's one of the things that we have on our report card for a lot of patients that were taking a nap every day or felt like they needed to take a nap. You know, a lot of times we just need to feel like we're rebooting in the afternoon. And if we can get past that and have the energy, you know, there's something that's called chronic fatigue that a lot of patients complain about, and that can be caused by a virus. And in order to help that, we use a nutritional that will help harness the energy that that virus is kind of stealing from, which is the glutamine and glutathione. When we make ATP, ATP releases energy. This is a Krebs cycle for all of you biochemistry, chemistry majors or biology majors that have taken all of that in the past. And what we want to do is by having energy, we're creating ATP. What I love about a keto diet or macro diet is that we're breaking down our energy in just a few steps, as opposed to when you are eating carbohydrates or sugar, which can take 11 to 13 steps, depending on the enzymes that you have. So if we can energy harness, allow that liver to burn fat as a fuel, we are going to have mental clarity because we're taking less steps. The second part, as I probably mentioned before, is that for a lot of women, it'll decrease their hot flashes. For men, they're going to feel that edge of creativity, women too. So a lot of times when you're tired, your creative spirit's not there, and we need that to do what we do in our careers.
That's so true, and I think more than anything right now, too, being bombarded with media. And that's another thing, like you were talking about, you know, really thinking positively and really focusing. You know, one of the things that I like to talk about is just to eliminate those things in your life that are just noise. And if you're one of those people that watches the news and gets really, really stressed out and it's hard to sleep and you're coming up with all kinds of, you know, DEFCON 5 scenarios, you know, you really need to think about really watching that type of media intake. I mean, what do you think about that, Dr. Lisa?
I actually write a prescription every now and then for patients who are watching the news all the time, like turn the TV off, read a good book, do something different than being inundated by negativity. There are things that we can do to take control of our health, and all we can do, and one of the most important thing is your mental attitude. Take control of it. Maybe you need to take a moment and go to the corner and just meditate or go into prayer for a little bit. You know, the Bible states, put on the armor of God, put the shield of God on. And I'm sharing with people, it's like, take a moment to reboot your brain. If you have to do a little brain surgery to get the negativity out, just make it happen. And one of the things that I share with people is that you become part of our tribe, MCM tribe or the Dr. Lisa tribe. We're here to help inspire, and we want to help you to make good choices. And when you're having a hard day, it's okay to reach out. One of the most courageous things that you can do is to reach out for help, and that's what we're here to do, is to help.
That's powerful, and it's so true. And the other thing, too, is really taking an inventory of your thoughts. You know, that's something that I work with clients, really taking that inventory of what's going on in your mind, because, you know, you could be bombarding yourself with positive input, positive media, but if you have that negative broken record where you're thinking the worst about situations, you're thinking about the worst about yourself, that's not creating a powerful place for you to be at. And what we're doing is we're basically fighting ourselves every moment of the day because we're dealing with those negative thoughts and trying to turn it off, trying to drown it out while we're working, which is not a good way of doing things. And a lot of times people sweep it under the rug, and I'm sure you've seen it, and I see it, where there's the constant use of antidepressants that are supposed to help, but really what they're doing is where we're covering up again. So we're not really working at what's really the source of the problem.
And the key is to determine what the source is and make a change. Habit. It takes 21 days, as everyone knows, to break a bad habit. And one of my favorite biblical verses is Ephesians 3:20, which just gets back to dreaming. And I need people to dream, set goals, and know that God is going to, he promises more than you can imagine. So, yes, spirituality, taking control, everyone has those within them.
A powerful message for powerful listeners. Now it's time to really hear some history. Some interesting stories, some tales of our historic past. Joining me in studio, Dan Nelson. Dan is the Live Your True Life historian, and he comes across some of these amazing stories that, to be quite honest with you, just don't seem real, but they are true life. Dan, great to have you in studio.
Glad to be here, Ashley.
So what story do you have for us today? I'm really interested. I love these stories, and some of them just seem larger than life, and it's really neat that they're all true.
Yeah, this one is a real crazy one. I first came across this probably, say, 30 years ago, investigating my wife's ancestry, and this is one of her actual ancestors, a lady named Catherine Watkins, and she was married to a Quaker named Henry Watkins. She was 39 years of age, had 5 children, later had 3 more. And basically, the summary I came across, that she was raped by a slave named Mulatto Jack Long. And she, basically wanted him held accountable, and the court ended up on finding him innocent. And so since that time, another client descends from the same lady, and that's not that uncommon as you get further back in time. And the actual trial depositions have been transcribed, and I'll just tell you up front, these are the words of the trial testimony. It may sound like 1680s porn, but it was what was actually the expressions that were used at that time. Just to give you a little background, when it was time to get work done on a farm or a plantation, when it was, you know, harvest time or whatever, you had free servants, indentured servants, slaves, male, female, black and white, worked side by side to get things done, and sometimes there was some intermixing. So basically what happened is, Catherine says, I went over to Captain Cox's house, and he was there with his slaves, and as I was coming back, Jack Long, starting from behind a tree, threw me down and stuffed a handkerchief in my mouth, took up my petticoats, and put his yard into me and ravished me. She cried out, and another Negro named Jack White rescued her. So she then didn't report this for a week or two, and she said, well, my husband's Quaker, he didn't want to prosecute, and then she was sick, and her children were sick, so eventually she made it to the magistrate and filed her complaint. So they had people that could possibly give clarity to what actually happened, come and do depositions. So one deposition says that when this guy came by, Captain Cox Negroes were drinking, and then Catherine Watkins was there drinking with them also, and as the Negro Dirk passed by, she took up the tail of his shirt and said, Dirk, you have a good long prick, and did this several times as he passed by her. And then she also was hanging out with Mulatto Jack and commented on him and put her hand on his codpiece, at which he smiled and went on his way to draw more cider. And codpiece was a term of the times that I could do another whole show on, but I will not go into more today. But she took another slave named Mingo and kissed him around the neck, flung him on the bed, and put her hand onto his codpiece. Then in another deposition, it was about turning the tail up of Negro Dirk's shirt and saying he has a good prick, and he said, well, that's a trick of the Quakers. And then another deposition talks about how she got on top of the person, the slave, and he had to get out from under her because she was basically trying to engage with him, but he escaped. And then the last deposition talks about Humphrey Smith saying that she was drinking and she had too much hard cider. That's what they drank back then to cool off in the field, and that it turned her brains, and so in drinking with them, she went into the chimney to light her pipe and then made a posture with her body as if she would like to have gone dancing. But apparently she wanted to do more than dance, and they also talk about how the slave three times went to Henry Watkins' house to beg forgiveness, and he said, don't come back again or I'll shoot you. So sort of the moral of the story here is that, you know, Grandma Watkins here, she wasn't a grandma at the time, but she basically tried to say it was Jack Long's fault, and the depositions indicated that she was inebriated and really being extremely forward and taking advantage of the relationship she had there. So in the end, these several white men testified and exonerated their black brethren and blamed a drunken white woman for her alleged sexual indiscretion. So he was acquitted, Jack Long, and the speculation was that maybe it was because Henry Watkins was a Quaker that happened. But I think the moral of the story is just don't give Grandma the hard cider.
That is a story right there. Wow. Grandma was getting busy.
She was. It was not what you like to think of your 1600s ancestors, but...
She was getting busy. That was wild. That was amazing. So tell us more about where we could find more information about you and learn more about this, because I think some folks would love to know their ancestry and their family.
Yeah, and not every family has a story like that one, for sure. But the best way is to go to ancestorsgenealogy.com. And that's just the word ancestors with a D in front is how you spell ancestors, and then genealogy. Make sure you spell it right. It can get misspelled. And then you can also go look at our YouTube channel for Ancestors Genealogy. There's a lot of great videos on there, testimonials, how-tos, how to help you. And then just reach out to me. There's contact information on there, and we can talk and figure out next steps. So that's ancestorsgenealogy.com.
Dan will be back in studio in a couple of weeks. And when we return, Dr. Lisa and I will be giving you some tips and tricks on how to really put this healthy lifestyle into practice beginning today. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Back this time in 2 shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we've been talking about inflammation, diet, what you can do to take your life back. Dr. Lisa Liel has been on with us, and Dr. Lisa, how do we put like a big bow on this? Because I know some folks are like, okay, I got a lot of information, and now I got to really think about this and really put it into my own life. You know, how do we do that for folks so that they can get a clear message today and be able to take it into their day-to-day life and start doing it right now?
Oh, yes. Let's just reiterate what we've learned this past hour. And the first thing, everyone, is you just have to make a choice. And when you make a choice, let's make a plan to make a difference. And take that plan and let's put action to it and follow through. So one of the things that I want to just talk about one more time is, what is an anti-inflammatory keto macro kind of diet? And that is the simplest of avoiding alcohol and tobacco. Avoid your sugars and your carbohydrates. And you're saying, oh, but Doc, I love sugar and carbohydrates. And me, I love crackers. That was kind of my big thing. So I actually use lavash bread, and I make my own crackers now, which Sunday afternoons you're going to see me taking 5 minutes out in the oven for 425 degrees, put those lavash little pieces of bread in there, and I have lavash crackers, which are very low carb. So there are things that we can learn about, and that's part of being part of our MCM Nutrition and our MCM Tribe online, which is Instagram, everybody, and avoiding processed foods. That last little thing is, everyone, let's take a look at processed foods. If you're reading the labels when you're going to the grocery store, you're going to start learning what is processed and what is not. You can also look at apps that can help you. There's MyFitPal, there's Carb Manager. There's things that you don't have to do it every day. Just start maybe 1 or 2 days. Take a look, analyze, because when we make it concrete, what we're writing down and what we're consuming and putting into our mouths to digest, we're becoming very concrete on what we should do and what we shouldn't do. Again, I like exogenous ketones. I use a lot of MCT oil, which there's at capsules and there's powder. You can order those on mcmnutrition.com. You can reach out to us over at MCM Nutrition or Dr. Lisa Leal on Instagram, Facebook. We're here as a resource, and we want to help you. So don't be afraid. Reach out to us so that we can help answer questions and we can all lose weight and be healthy together.
Dr. Lisa, so with regards to the exogenous ketones, I know that you say that you mix it up with your iced tea and whatever. How do folks use it, and, you know, what's in it, and where can they find it?
So exogenous ketones can be found at mcmnutrition.com. You can use the promo code Dr. Lisa, L-I-Z-A, for a 25% discount. Take a look on the back end where I do a lot of gift announcements, because sometimes we have even better offers. And take your favorite flavor. There's orange, there's peach, there's lemon, there's fruit punch. There's all these different flavors that you can make a wonderful mixed drink that's non-alcoholic. And you can have the energy back. We have it in caffeine and decaf. And in addition, if you're kind of having a little bit more that you're like, Doc, I really need something that's a little bit more filling, then we have some collagen-based protein. So you can mix that in the blender, and you can have your meal out of that or your snack. So there's lots of ways to do MCM nutrition that can give you your health and your life back.
When you get a minute, go check out mcmnutrition.com. That's mcmnutrition.com. You can learn about the products that we've been talking about, the ketones, about the ketone diet. You can also learn about some recipes and some tips and tricks of really creating that healthy lifestyle to allow you to do everything that you want to do and to continue to allow that as well. Please share the show with your family and friends, and also check out my website. Go to ashleyburgess.com when you get a chance. Go to ashleyburgess.com. You can actually go right to the website, and you go down to the coaching, and you can actually set up a coaching session directly online. You can set up a 30, a 60, or a 90-minute session. Also, by the way, I have a new website out. Just went up about a week ago, www.the10daychallenge.com, and that's 10, the number 10, the10challenge.com. And my new masterclass is there. You got to check it out. It's a video module, 10 videos in a masterclass that actually helps you to understand living your true life, what we need to do to get there, eliminating those toxic relationships, but understanding why we're in there in the first place. Begin to work on that negative broken record, those feelings of loss or being lesser than, and really creating the life that we deserve, where we can thrive and really be able to find purpose and relish in being here on a day-to-day basis. Please, again, share the show with your family and friends. We'll be back next week. Dr. Lisa will be here as well, so stay tuned. Also, Reggie Harvey. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.